Hello, this is Marshall Riddle at MC Well, and I'd like to welcome our listeners to today's podcast session. We're pleased to have Doug Sherlock, Senior Healthcare Analyst for Sherlock Company, joining us today. Doug will give us his quarterly insights in financial markets of health plans. Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Marshall. In this podcast, we will review the performance of the managed care industry for the second quarter of 2011 and its valuation performance since the beginning of the year and since the last podcast. From the beginning of the year through August 16th, stock prices for the publicly traded health plans are up 16.7% on average. This excludes the stock price of Universal American as the company sold its Medicare Part D business to CVS Caremark on April 29th for $14 per share with a corresponding decline in its stock price. Market capitalization for the industry, including Universal American, increased by 18% to $130 billion. The health plan industry outperformed the broader market measured by the S&P 500, which fell by 5.2% since the beginning of the year. Increases in stock price were broadly enjoyed by the plans in the universe as 11 firms experienced growth. The universe performance was led by WellCare, as it had an increase in stock price of 43%. This was followed by a 36% increase of both Humana and HealthSpring. United Health's stock price grew by 26%, followed by Aetna's growth of 24%. The stock price of Cigna Corporation and Centene Corporation grew by 20% and 19% respectively, while Coventry's stock price was up 18% since the beginning of 2011. WellPoint experienced an increase in stock price of 9%, followed by Amerigroup's stock price growth of 7%. Molina's stock price is up marginally by only 1%. Meanwhile, the stock price of HealthNet and Triple S Corporation dropped by 15% and 7% respectively. Universal American's stock price is down 49%, mainly due to the distribution to shareholders of proceeds from the sale of its Part D business. Valuation indicators trended higher compared to year-end. Price to trailing 12-month earnings increased by 2% to 10.2 times. Price to operating earnings grew 13% to 6.0 times. Price to sales grew by 11% to 0.32 times. Price per total member fell 1% to $1,500 per member, and price per risk member increased by 3% to $1,900. Since our last podcast, the financial markets have experienced significant volatility as the S&P downgraded the credit rating of U.S. debt securities from AAA to AA+. The average publicly traded health plan experienced a drop in stock price of 16%, which is a larger drop than the broader market's decline of 12%. Health plan market capitalization fell by 14% during this time. Stock price declines were nearly universal as 13 of the 14 firms declined in value. This was led by Molina's drop of 35% and followed by Amerigroup's decrease of 32%. HealthNet and WellPoint fell by 29% and 22% respectively. The stock price of HealthSpring and Triple S each fell by 18%. All of the plans experienced declines ranging from 5 to 15%. Conversely, Universal American enjoyed an increase of 6%. ASO and risk membership totaled 111 million, an increase of 1.1%. On average, however, membership decreased by 0.1%. Average membership fell due to sharp declines by Triple S, Universal American Corporation, and HealthNet. Triple S experienced significant membership attrition as it lost its reform contract, while Universal American attributed its membership decline to CMS sanctions prohibiting the company from enrolling new members. Moreover, the company was required to terminate some membership as a result of heightened network requirements under the Medicare Improvements for Patient and Providers Act, or MIPA, of 2008. ASO membership increased its share of total membership by 0.7 percentage points and now comprises 50.7% of total comprehensive members. Risk membership increased by 0.2% on average, but fell by 0.3% in aggregate. Meanwhile, average ASO membership declined by 19%, which is primarily skewed by HealthNet's decline of 100% year over year due to a lost ASO account. In aggregate, ASO membership increased by 2.5%. On average, risk membership for Medicare plans experienced the largest increase at 14%. Medicaid plans followed with an increase of 4% on average, while the risk membership in commercial plans fell by 5% on average. In total, Medicaid plans experienced an increase of 4%, followed by Medicare plan growth of 2%. Commercial plans membership fell by 1% overall. Revenues for health plans totaled $74.6 billion, an increase of 5%. The average revenue increase was 8%. Medicare plans experienced the largest increase in revenues, growing by 23% on average. The Medicaid plans followed with an average increase of 14%, while the commercial plans experienced an average growth of 1%. Rather, premium rate increases averaged 3% for commercial, 6% for Medicare, and 8% for Medicaid plans. Operating earning trends were lackluster. Individual plan results were mixed, as 7 of the 14 publicly traded health plans experienced growth over the comparable quarter in the prior year. On average, operating earnings fell by 1.3% for all plans. Medicare plans fared the worst, experiencing an average drop of 11%. Commercial plans fell by 0.6% on average, while Medicaid plans experienced an increase in operating earnings of 2% on average. Operating margins for the universe fell by 0.8 percentage points to 5.4%. Medicare plans experienced the largest decline in operating margins, falling by 2.4 percentage points to 5.9%. This drop was primarily due to Universal American's weak operating results stemming from lower membership due to its CMS sanctions combined with higher administrative expense ratios. The company commented that its higher administrative expense ratio was driven by lower premium revenues compared to the comparable quarter. Medicaid plans followed these margin trends with a decline of 1.1 percentage points to 3.9%, followed by commercial plans' fall of 0.3 percentage points to 6%. Naturally, with margins declining, expense ratios increased. The health benefit ratio for all plans increased by 0.4 percentage points to 83.4%. By the way, where applicable, we excluded in this analysis the effect of favorable prior period reserve developments from the plans in the plan's health benefit expenses. The Medicare plans experienced the largest increase in health benefit ratios of 0.9 percentage points to 82.3%. The Medicaid plans and the commercial plans each experienced an increase on average of 0.3 percentage points to 83.2% and 83.7%, respectively. Health plans have recently started to note slightly higher medical cost trends. For example, Amerigroup Corporation stated in its earnings call that there are emerging signs that trends have begun to move up from the unusually low levels experienced in prior quarters, close quote. The average administrative expense ratio increased by 0.6 percentage points to 11.2%. The average Medicaid plan, rather, experienced an increase of 0.7 percentage points to 13%. Commercial plans' administrative expense to premium ratio increased by 0.4 percentage points on average, while Medicare plans experienced an increase of 0.3 percentage points on average. Non-operating earnings, including investment income and non-health lines of business, declined by 11% for the typical plan. In total, however, non-operating earnings grew by 22% to $612 million. Commercial plans experienced an increase of 26% in total non-operating earnings to $620 million. Medicare plans experienced a sharp decrease from a gain in the prior quarter of $6 million to a loss of $6 million in the current quarter. This was driven by HealthSpring experiencing a large increase in net interest expense, reflecting higher debt levels from financing its acquisition of Bravo Health. Also, Universal American's corporate business, which includes some activities from its holding company, performed poorly. The non-operating earnings of Medicaid plans also declined significantly from a gain of $1 million to a loss of $3 million. This was primarily driven by Centene Corporation. That company experienced lower investment income due to low market rates coupled with higher interest expenses due to, quote, increased borrowings associated with the real estate development, including of our corporate headquarters, according to the company's 10-Q. Net earnings trends on average were up by 4%, but were only up by 2% in aggregate to $3.6 billion. Modest strength in non-operating earnings offset modest weakness in operating earnings. Commercial plans led with an increase in total net earnings of 3% to $3.3 billion. Conversely, Medicare plans fell by 2% in aggregate to $89 million, while Medicaid plans followed with a decrease of 19% to $135 million. In conjunction with plans' second quarter earnings, firms have updated their 2011 full-year earnings per share guidance. A large majority of the plan's expectations were optimistic for the remainder of the year as 10 of the 14 companies increased their guidance. Triple S was the only company to reduce its full-year expectations as the company cited higher-than-expected operating expenses. Centene Corporation reiterated its earnings expectations while Amerigroup and Universal American did not release guidance. In conclusion, health plan stock prices have outpaced the broader market since the beginning of the year. Health plan managers continue to be optimistic of earnings potential for the remainder, as their more aggressive earnings guidance suggests. There are a few notable factors that can impede plans' earnings forecasts. On August 9th, the Federal Open Markets Committee released a statement regarding its economic outlook. The FOMC stated that, quote, economic growth so far this year has been considerably slower than the committee had expected, close quote. The latest unemployment number from the Bureau of Labor Statistics remains high at 9.1%. As we've been saying in previous podcasts, the persistent elevated unemployment is detrimental to health plans focused on employer-sponsored, fully insured products because of the potential for negative short-term operating leverage effects. We anticipate plans with a focus on Medicare and Medicaid products will continue to experience growth, while plans with a focus on ASO plans should also experience gains in membership. Finally, as premium rates come under greater scrutiny and as health benefits become subject to minimums, we expect a sharper focus on administrative expense optimization. This is Doug Sherlock of Sherlock Company.
Thanks, Doug. This presentation is complete.